You're listening to Roundtable. People from East Asian countries such as China and Japan may appear to be more modest, but a study says that we are just as likely to be proud and self-confident as in other cultures. But there is this question that, is it true that we only appear to be humble? And also, why do we do it? So guys, why don't we start with the study? Do you think you agree with it?
Well, I think the study is very interesting because previous research has suggested that people in Eastern and Western cultures act very differently when it comes to being humble. And the main differences are twofold. The number one is that East Asian people typically tend to be more modest than Westerners. They like to say, oh, I'm not that good, or things like nali nali. That's the one thing. And the second thing is that they are more likely to say, this is not really on me. You know, we worked as a group, so other people are more for the success of this task or a project or whatever. And I think that's a very interesting phenomenon. And it happens to coincide with most people's perceptions when it comes to Asian people versus foreigners. So I think this study certainly has its values.
Asian people versus foreigners or Westerners?
Westerners.
Yeah, it is interesting because I do think that that certainly is the image, the public perception. And I do think generally that is right, that at least in terms of the actions and what people say, that Asian people tend to be more humble in their speech there than Westerners. But of course, there is the question at the heart of our discussion here. Is that really what's going on in their heads, too? And that, well, humans are humans, you know. So maybe we're not all that different.
That's interesting. And I think one factor that needs to be taken into consideration with this kind of study is, I can't speak for Japanese people, but certainly for Chinese people, I think we tend to answer questions differently if it was a Chinese person asking you the question versus a foreign researcher. And sometimes I think your prose, the way you carry yourself, especially if we're talking about, you know, humility, something that is supposed to, the study is about looking to break or confirm stereotypes. I think people would answer it in a slightly different way, depending on whoever is raising the question.
That's true. And also, sometimes people maybe are thinking, oh, I don't want to give out this answer because I don't want to seem like I'm one of those stereotypes or I'm one of those bigots. So it could be possible. Yeah, it could be possible.
But on the other hand, you could see people acting more humble there. But I think it's important, though, to look at the study itself, because if you're just answering questions, I think that's very susceptible to the faults that both of you just mentioned. But this one actually studied brain waves as well. So what they did is they had more than 40 volunteers, half from China, half from the US, Canada, and Britain. And they were shown either positive or negative words, you know, like foolish and honest, and asked which of them applied to them and which of them did not. And so they took note of what words they were saying, but they also measured the neural electric signals in an area of the brain above both ears that processes the information. And the interesting thing was, regardless of where these people were from, the brain waves were similar, and they reacted the same way when presented with both negative and positive adjectives to describe themselves. For example, people endorsed more positive traits as self-descriptive and more negative traits as not applying to themselves. And interestingly, all participants responded faster to positive traits than to the negative ones, indicating perhaps that, quote, the self-enhancement motive is equally potent across cultures.
That's really interesting. So I think the brain waves seem to tell us one story, but our actions might be telling us another one.
That's possible, because I believe when it comes to brainwaves, that's like your first instinct.
Yeah.
That's your honest feeling. But when you're acting, you certainly put other factors into the equation. Maybe you're thinking, I don't want to appear this, even though this is my first instinct. That's why they could be different.
Yeah. So I think, you know, culture or the environment that we grow up in sometimes do mold our actions. Because I was thinking about what Liu Yan said earlier about what Chinese people actually go to the extreme of putting ourselves down just to make somebody else look better. Because I think humility, it happens in so many degrees. And I think Western people can be pretty humble too. But it's more about not boasting what you possess, not boasting what you have or your strong points, but just say, thank you. Let's say someone says, He Yang, you are a great person. And I just say, if I was an American, maybe I'd say, thank you. And if I'm Chinese, well, I am Chinese, so I would say,
Nali. No, that's the wrong answer.
I can't even think of an immediate response if somebody says that I'm a great person. What does that say about my personality? Well, yeah, maybe I'll say, my parents raised me with great effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would go like a circumvent, mm-hmm. like a huge way just to, although like inside my heart, I'm like, oh, I'm happy about this compliment, but I can't just say I'm happy with this compliment that I'm getting good words from other people. I need to make that effort to show that there's yeah, it's humility. It's being humble that, you know, you sort of grovel in a way.
Right. And I think this, what you just described there, Huyang, is very accurate. We don't know exactly what goes on in people's minds, but definitely Americans, when complimented, will say thanks or, oh, that's so nice of you. And they'll just kind of accept it. Whereas Chinese people tend to either reject it or put it on somebody else that, oh no, the food I cooked is not good. Or no, my son is very stupid. His grades are very bad or whatever. Or they'll say, oh, like you said, well, no, you know, really, you know, thank my parents. They worked very hard on this, or, you know, really it was a team effort, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I do think, you know, Chinese culture plays a significant role here because we have the saying, 枪打出头鸟. So, you know, those birds that stick their heads out tend to be shot first.
Oh my goodness, so violent. But I get your point.
But yeah, we have been, you know, pounded that message over and over. So people tend not to say, oh, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, but I think it's, we're fine if we're living in two completely closed worlds and operating in our own native way. But as the world, increasingly comes together in so many ways, I think sometimes if you're so humble, a Chinese person, and you are interacting with, maybe Westerners, like in this study, aren't you sort of put in a naturally disadvantaged position because you are putting yourself down when sometimes, let's say in the workplace, you are supposed to make yourself stand out as much as possible. And there seems to be like a huge clash of different cultural mannerisms.
Yeah, for sure. So like, let's say you had two people interviewing for the same job somewhere in the West. And one is from the West, one is from the East, and the Western person, you know, speaks of their accomplishments very highly, tells, you know, what they can do, what they've done, whereas the Eastern person, you know, maybe doesn't speak so highly of themselves, doesn't point out all the things they've done as much. Maybe they could have the exact same resume, the exact same accomplishments. The Western one would probably do better in that interview, which is unfortunate.
And that's interesting, Brian, what you've just painted the picture of. I think it actually holds in terms of gender difference as well, because there's so many times for the same job when a woman is trying for the job, she goes into the interview and not feeling confident and thinking about all the things that she might not be able to achieve if she takes up that job, but she sort of just puts on a strong face and try to do it in the interview. But a guy who's probably not as capable as she is just goes in super confident and with all the swag and says, I can definitely do it, without even actually looking at what the project is about. So I think, you know, you see these differences, and I'm a Chinese woman, and I feel really bad right now.
Yeah. And also, I think another reason I'm personally very much against being too humble is that when you are being too humble, as the Chinese saying goes, 过分谦虚就是骄傲, people will actually think you're being very proud. And also, there's this concept called humble brag. So people in Western cultures do not appreciate that whatsoever.
Right. I think we can follow Aristotle and Confucius's golden mean and go for being honest about yourself.
Yes, those are some pretty good suggestions you guys are giving out. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. Don't forget, you can join our discussion on WeChat. We are EZFM Roundtable, or you can leave us your messages on Weibo. Just search for 轻松调频 Roundtable. That's all.